Welcome to module 4 of Slow Down and Tune In, where today we're talking about accessing your body wisdom, coming deeper into your body to connect with your feelings, your gut instinct, and your body's sensations, because I believe your body's always communicating to you. There's so many different ways that we can access wisdom and guidance from within us. We can go to our mind, we can go to our thinking and our logic, or we can tune into our feeling. And in order to do that, we have to come into the body. Now, a lot of us have, I could say, interesting, challenging, difficult relationships with our bodies. Not all of us feel completely safe being in our body. And we're actually often trying to escape the body's experience. Sometimes being in the body creates a feeling of discomfort. It's triggering. There's things in there that we don't want to feel, or maybe we don't have a very loving relationship with our body. So we don't really want to connect with it and fully get in there to experience the world through it. But as you are learning to be present, to be in your power, to access your guidance, to be accessing more joy and aliveness, we've got to be in the body, because the body's here in the present, and this is how we are experiencing life, through the body. And we all want to be feeling, don't we? We want to feel the goodness of life. We don't just want to think about it. We don't want to just analyze it and intellectualize it. We want to feel it. So we need to get into the body to amplify our experience of life and also to access our body wisdom. Because as I said, I believe your body is always communicating to you. Your body communicates through so many different ways, through different emotions that you're feeling. When you feel joy or happiness or excitement or inspiration, that's your body saying yes. Yes. This is something that makes you come alive. Do more of this. When you're engaged in something, doing something, thinking something, and your body contracts and tightens and becomes heavy, and you experience one of those lower range emotions, that's your body saying, no, something's out of alignment here. Something you're thinking, something you're focusing on, something you're doing isn't lighting you up. So when we pay attention to the body's experience, we can gain so much information. We know that when the body's trying to get your attention, it communicates through pain or sickness or discomfort to say to you, warning, warning, there's something going on here in the body that you need to pay attention to. So it's giving us sensations constantly to draw our awareness into it. And it's up to us to not ignore those sensations. It's also when we get, I don't know, a feeling like anxiety. I believe anxiety is actually your body communicating to you and saying there's something here to pay attention to. Just like any strong, intense emotion, uncomfortable emotion. And we'll talk about that in video 3, how to support yourself through these big emotions. But what I've come to notice with working with people over the years and with myself, most of us try to avoid and escape from those big intense emotions like anxiety, like sadness, or even when we have, you know, a tightness in our chest, a flutter in our belly, a soreness in our throat, a heaviness on our shoulder. I believe they're all messages from your body saying, pay attention to that knot in your shoulder. What's that trying to tell you? That tightness in your chest, what's that communicating? That heaviness, sinking feeling in your belly, what's that about? I believe it's all messages. Nothing ever goes wrong in the body. It's just simply communicating with you, because how else can it get your attention? How else can it tell you that there's something you need to pay attention to unless it gives you a very strong sensation? And sometimes the more you need to pay attention, the stronger that sensation gets. So the biggest issue we have with being able to receive guidance through our bodies is that we might need to get uncomfortable along the way, and most of us don't really like getting uncomfortable. So we run these patterns of avoidance and escaping the body's experience. Have you ever had that feeling where maybe you've sat down just to relax and then you sort of started to drop into your body and you've noticed an uncomfortable sensation? Maybe you feel a little bit anxious about something. Maybe you feel a bit empty and lonely. Maybe you feel sad. Maybe that thing you're worrying about suddenly comes back to you. And what do you want to do? You typically then want to go and distract yourself from it. Turn on the TV, jump on your phone, go make some food. And we're constantly running from our body's experience because at times it's uncomfortable. And the biggest thing we need to do if we want to be accessing the wisdom of our bodies is we have to learn how to embrace discomfort and move through the resistance that is arising for us, because your mind is always going to try to pull you out. It's always going to try to pull you out. It's going to say, I don't want to feel this. This is uncomfortable. This is wrong. Let's go distract ourselves. And your work, and we're going to talk about this, is to be able to drop in deeper. So when we notice a sensation in the body, we actually tune in deeper and listen and get curious. Any sensation, even tiredness, like I said, anxiety, sadness, emptiness, heaviness, a knot that won't go away in our shoulder or our neck, a headache, it's all trying to tell us something. And so this is why the body is such a beautiful tool for us to use. We can learn so much about ourselves, and if anything comes up at any time in the body, we can stop and inquire and actually find out what the body's wanting to communicate to us about ourselves through that feeling. So as I said, the body communicates through pain, through different sensations, through different emotions, through being sick or tired. You know, we all know that thing when you get really sick and you realize, I think my body's saying to me, can you please rest and slow down? Because if I hadn't gotten sick, I probably wouldn't be resting in this moment. It's all, we have to believe our body's on our side. How many of us, I mean, I've had this experience of feeling like my body's my enemy. We're at war. We need to believe and take on the belief that the body is on our side. The body's looking out for us. The body's trying to give us all the information that we need. And so if you have any negative feelings towards this beautiful body of yours, this is the week to look at it. And I know that when we look at our bodies through the eyes of judgment, there are a million things that we can find wrong with it. But I want to encourage you this week to instead bring on a mindset of appreciation and love and gratitude for what your body is doing for you, for what is working well, for every sensation that it gives you. And actually see this body as the home of your soul that is carrying you through this lifetime, your vehicle that is doing a million incredible processes for you every day without you even knowing to keep you alive. This body is serving you. This body is carrying you. This body loves you. This body is trying to constantly communicate to you to keep you in a state of homeostasis and to guide you into your highest joy. So maybe just simply starting with each day, if you can, giving thanks to your body. Stopping and just tuning into it, taking a few deep breaths and just being like, thank you for holding me and for carrying me and for guiding me. So as we move through this module, we'll be talking a lot more about accessing the guidance of the body, but I just want to begin with helping you see all the different ways the body is communicating, the importance of needing to embrace discomfort, embrace what's going on for us no matter how uncomfortable, and drop through the resistance, the patterns of resistance that are trying to pull you out of the body's experience and are trying to pull you back into the mind because that's where you feel safe and in control. Versus, and we're going to be doing this a lot over the coming weeks, surrendering more into the wisdom of the body, letting it hold you. And so set the intention this week to listen more to your body, to pay more attention to your body's messages, and to express more gratitude and appreciation for everything your body's doing for you. Maybe take on some form of body connection practice this week. I've talked about, you know, a body massage, a coconut oil body massage, or even some movement or some stretching. Anything that, or even actually, you can stand in front of the mirror and just look at your body, get undressed and just be present with your body. See if you can do something this week to connect more deeply with it and show it more love, appreciation, and gratitude for everything that it's doing for you and for all the incredible ways that it's constantly communicating to you.